How many servings of fruits and vegetables do you have in your fridge right now? If you're like most people, the answer is simply not enough. But who can? It is difficult to keep your family stocked up with the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables every day without a daily trip to the grocery store. If only there was a way to get all the recommended fruits and vegetables into your diet. Balance of Nature is the easiest way to do just that. Balance of Nature utilizes years of scientific research to give you the most efficient way to eat your fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. We source fruits and vegetables that meet our rigorous standards of quality and quickly put them through an advanced cold, dark drying process, locking in the dense nutrient content. This food is then ground up and placed into capsules for you to take at your convenience. Make eating healthy easy by going online to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
KATE.
Never before in history did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths. 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable losses, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic. My heart goes out to all of those who are struggling.
In hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if, technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem. Some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. The great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that.
Is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus.
Clips from government totally saying that really Biden's lying because we don't have 1 million deaths from COVID. Little Mr. That's Potato right. Head, again, completely lying to you because they've already been out telling you exactly what they're doing. They just call everything COVID. Yeah, this isn't the 1 million marker death anniversary of COVID. because everything's COVID. Car accidents, Alzheimer's, nursing home, hospice, as she said. Yep. You're in hospice? Oh, well, if we swab you fraudulently with the fraudulent test for COVID, you got COVID, baby. Don't even, nothing else matters. Cancer? Eh, just COVID. So, gotta play the reel of truth following King Fraud-A-Lot's big lie. So let's pick up the spirit a little bit, shall we? Let's do. We just talked about why the elite do what they do. Why do they tell us what they're going to do? And it's to create a sense of apathy. Plus, they like the game. They like to tell you what they're doing so they can wash their hands of what they, in their weird psychopath compass, tells them that, well, we told them and they didn't do anything about it, so too bad. But they also like to get us to a point, the bigger point is they like to get us to a point of apathy. They like to get us to a point where we won't move because we feel like we've already been told what's going to happen. It's happening. We can't stop it. Like an avalanche. Okay.
Before we move on, I want people to think about this. As a people, we have always cheered for the underdog.
Yes, we have. We love our underdogs.
And yet, we're willing to lay down and be the underdog.
Ooh.
Why is that?
It's a good point. It's a really good point. We really are. We're willing to be that. You're right. So, hat tip, Mike. He sent me a piece. Chuck Baldwin wrote a great piece. And we want to talk about this. We want to invite you all into this conversation. Because it does have something to do with what we talked about in the last hour. Besides Chris Ann Hall and besides talking about the elite, okay? And why they tell us what they're doing. They tell us their game plans. Usually not when everything's going to happen. But they do generally tell us what they have in store.
Yep.
And this is why I made the point yesterday before we move on. The point I made yesterday with Susan being in studio with me was that they tell you what's going to happen, and they have a lot of drills, like Cyber Polygon. Mm. But think about this. If you didn't listen yesterday, what is the drill about? The drill isn't about what a normal drill would be, right? Preventing the thing to come in a digital, you know, EMP or digital thing. They don't spend a lot of time on that. They only spend a lot of time on what they're going to do after, because they're expecting the attack.
Mm-hmm.
They're not preventing anything. So the drills that they have are all about, okay, what are we going to do when this happens? So that's why the forecast of this is going to happen. This is why COVID came after the COVID drill in the fall of 2019. Then we got the whole thing planned out and laid out, and they told us exactly what they were doing. Okay. But had we been smarter as a populace, we could have seen it and done something about it. So let's talk about this. Growing up into your adulthood, were you a sports junkie?
I loved baseball.
Okay. All right.
I love
sport
baseball.
Junkie enough. Okay.
Yeah.
My husband really likes sports. Likes the movie Invincible. I had Vince Papale on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He could not believe I got Vince Papale on the show because we've watched that movie so many times. Love the music of that movie. It's all 70s. Hoosiers. Hoosiers is another thrilling underdog. Yep. Just like Invincible, where the guy isn't supposed to win. The team isn't supposed to win.
I've only watched it 32 times.
Do you know what? I think most guys have watched this way more than one time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it really is. It was told in a great way, too. So he said, I was on the LaPorte Park school basketball team during my fifth and sixth grade years. And in our fifth grade season, we were undefeated and won the city championship. You guys can probably all relate. Maybe you had a year like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the sixth season, we lost two games to Riley School. But Riley was beaten in the playoffs. And so we won our second city championship. He goes, again, I'm talking about elementary school here. Through the rest of my school days, including the first 2 years of college, I participated in a variety of sports, including basketball, well, all of them, track, wrestling, you name it, even boxing. And when he was a young adult, he had the same sports craze in his bloodstream, right? And so he watched about every sporting event on television that he could. And he rooted for the Chicago Cubs when Ferguson Jenkins, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Glenn Beckart, Don Kessinger, Billy Williams were all playing, right, at Wrigley Field. So he rooted for the Boston Celtics when Larry Bird was on there. We were just watching a series about Larry
mm-hmm.
Bird. And Danny Ainge and, you know, all these guys, right? He said, I was a Green Bay Packers fan watching Vince Lombardi's star-studded players list, right? So he's going through and naming all the names. And he says, I tried to watch the big prize fights and George Foreman and all of them. Through the years, he said, not only did I find much more important things to do than watch sports, But all of the corruption, cheating, political correctness, and finally the COVID tyranny with all the mask crazy and insane rules and everything else took the enthusiasm out of sports for him. And he got to the point where he would watch none of it. Now, I don't know if you guys feel that way. I do. I can't stand watching sports now. I can't. Not after COVID. Not after they all acted like such wuss bags.
I got that way after the first baseball strike.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah.
That killed it for me.
Okay.
Killed
well, it. I can understand. So he said, you know, he's come to this conclusion that sports, especially football, is being ruled by the ruling class to keep fighting age men distracted from what the elites are doing to enslave them. That is a very true statement. Let me repeat it. Especially football is being used by the ruling class, those same elites we were talking about in the prior hour, to keep fighting age men distracted from what the elites are doing to enslave them. It's very true. This is very, very true statement. Richard Day, who I refer to often, he actually said the same thing. He said sports would be the biggest distraction. Okay. This is why you have super fans and everything else, is because we have to put our attention somewhere so we don't, you know, cry at some of the stuff happening to our country. So he said, here I am writing about the 2022 Kentucky Derby after not watching. Okay. After he stopped watching all the sports stuff, because all the stuff, the kneeling and everything else was just making him sick. So on Monday, his wife showed him a video of Saturday's race and he said, I had to watch it. Now my wife is the total opposite of me when it comes to sports. She's not into sports. She's never followed any of it. Okay. Non-sports person, probably like me. I'm a non-sports person. She was all excited. She said, I had to watch that one race. And now he's watched it 20 times. And he said, I've never seen a race like that ever. Even the most devoted horse racing fans are saying this was the greatest race in history. The greatest race of our lifetime.
Yep.
Do you think so? You watched it?
Oh, I watched it several times.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that mm-hmm. horse did it by itself. The jockey played a very small part in it.
Yep. So the winning horse, Rich Strike, was the last horse added to the starting gate, only moments before the deadline, due to horse number 20 being scratched out at the last minute.
Yep.
So a last minute horse. His odds to win were 80-1. Horse jockey, trainer, groomer, and horse owner, right, were no names. Nobody knew who they were. This is going to be a great movie someday. Rich Strike was purchased for $30,000. That was it. He was racing against million-dollar thoroughbreds. And today, Rich Strike is the most popular name in sports. So for as long as he could remember, racing experts said that no horse can win the big race and that the Kentucky Derby is the biggest unless the horse is near the front gate going into the stretch. So you can't win unless your horse is near the front going into the stretch. Rich Strike was in the 17th place out of 20 going into the stretch. And he beat the biggest names in racing. Epicenter, Messier Zandon, most spectacular finish perhaps in racing history. You know, I know the lady well. I met her on my mission when I was serving up in Washington State and became very close to her. And she's the one that paints all these horses. She paints the portraits of all these horses. She mm-hmm. was commissioned by the Queen to go to the Queen of England to do her horses too. And the reason I say that is these animals are so spectacular, right? The
yes,
best
they
of the
are.
Best, the cream of the crop. I mean, she's their painter, but let me just tell you, I mean, she walks away in awe after making these paintings, okay? So you can read about all of this in 100 newspapers, but why is Chuck Baldwin talking about it? We've had Chuck on the show. He's really a fantastic guest and very honest. And he's the one that talked all about the, you know, getting told what to do by the state. If you're a church, you get letters telling you what to do. Okay, if you guys remember that interview. So this race shocked the racing world and thousands of people lost a lot of money. And all the experts were left red-faced and dumbfounded because they think they have this whole strategy nailed.
Oh,
just like being in the front, right, for the
mm-hmm.
stretch. You have to be there or you're not going to win. So this no-name horse beat the millionaire racing machines and the know-it-all pundits and the sports writers and even the fans. And he did it on horse racing's biggest stage. I love this. And Chuck Baldwin says, Rich Strike did it in style. The look he gave Epicenter when he flew by him at the wire is absolutely priceless.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this race illustrated to my heart what can happen in an instant. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this, because this is really where the lesson is for all of us. I mean, it's a spectacular lesson. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about, with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Finish, man. That was, like you said, it was like a car.
Yeah. The horse looked like a car in a horse race.
Yeah. Oh, man. Very, very exciting finish for Rich Strike. And welcome back to the show. Make sure you get to preparewithkate.com. Get some food storage, please. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. And also, you can make payments on it. Yeah, monthly payments on it. So you're not having to pay it all right now, but you can get it under your roof. And I would highly suggest it right now. And also get the Zelenko Z-Stack and Detox, the Pure Body Spray. They're all fantastic products. Clean Start is a great hand sanitizer. Everybody needs this for camping, for off-road. I have it in my stuff. I'm telling you, it actually helps wounds too. If you do something while you're camping or off-grid, get Clean Start. You can make the bottles as you go. All of these, you're going to use the code word Kate. And also go to Balance of Nature. Make sure you get Balance of Nature, and make sure, please, please start taking it right now. They have things planned. Please take it so you get your immune system up. Balanceofnature.com, code word Kate, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Okay? So we have to talk about this. This is so amazing, this story. And there's another one, too, that we want to talk about, because right now we need to remember who we are. That's our biggest lesson this week, is to remember who we are in the face of all of the lying and in the face of all that's going on. And we are remarkable when we have God on our side. I saw a meme the other day that said, you know, he helped Moses do this. He helped, you know, all these people along do this and do this and do this. Miracles are always had. Always, always there. So don't think that we're without our miracles. So you read all about this, right? And Chuck Baldwin talked about this story about his love for sports, and then he tuned out of sports with the whole COVID nonsense and the kneeling nonsense and all that. They got to be spoiled, rotten little babies wanting million-dollar paychecks, talking about how oppressed they were. He stopped watching it, just like you probably did too. Then when Rich Strike won, he saw the video and went, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This race shocked the whole racing world. Lots of people lost a lot of money, okay? And the Kentucky Derby is now called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. I love this. And so those last 2 minutes last Saturday doubtless changed horse racing for many years to come. Don't you love this?
Yes.
Yeah. I do. I think it's fantastic. So to put this in racing terms, the odds of America overcoming the billionaire machines that are orchestrating the collapse of freedom, limited government, foundational moral principles, your women screaming for abortion, the kids that don't know what gender they are, that think it's normal to undefine women and men, the sound economics, you're having problems paying at the pump, you're doing all of these things, right? It's about the same as those as Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby. It's so true, though.
The last time the horse racing world was this excited was mm-hmm. with Secretariat.
Yes, yes, which was made into a phenomenal movie.
A great movie.
And so what he said he kind of looked back at his Mother's Day message, Chuck Baldwin did, and he said, for God, nothing shall be impossible. And that is true.
Amen.
A lot of miracles have come our way, haven't they? And look at this country. We were the underdog. We were never supposed to win. And we did. We did. And God was right there. So he said, I'm confident that the ruling class is smugly convinced that they are on the verge of total conquest. Everybody was wearing the masks.
Yeah.
This is why we did, in the face of from the day one, every single day, we poked holes in this case.
Yes,
every single day. And even through all the hate mail, the reason we did it was because the only way they win is if you go along and believe the crap that they give you.
Yep.
You keep doing what they tell you to do, and they do think they're going to win this. And they do. They get very, very, kind of high on the horse, forgive the pun, and they feel like they've got us.
And they became very overconfident during COVID. And now they're panicking because people went, wait a minute.
Yeah, nobody around me was falling dead.
Yeah.
They were only dying in the ICU. Wait a minute. What's going on here? So first the COVID tyranny and now war and economic chaos, right? And it's a 1-2 punch that America that has America staggering against the ropes. And all the signs are that it will only get worse. It is going to get worse. There's no doubt.
Yep.
But it's kind of like the refiner's fire for us. It is. And you'll see why when we get to the end of this. This is our refiner's fire. And somehow, some way, you're going to come out of this. How are you going to come out of this? Do you know what ticked me off the most during COVID, during 2020 and the lockdown and all this nonsense? Was how stupid people acted. I couldn't take it. I'd go to the store and I would get enraged because I would feel like, do you guys all realize that you're letting them win? You're letting them win because everyone's acting like they're afraid of a germ. You're going to let them win voluntarily. Oh, I was so angry at people. I couldn't take it anymore. So I don't know if you felt the same way, but the stupidity was so enormous that I thought, I used to have all this faith in American people, and now I don't. I don't have faith in people anymore. And I lost my faith in other individuals because I thought, we're the most moronic people on earth. We'll believe anything. So coming out of that, let me go back to what Chuck Baldwin says, unless you want to take it from here. Furthermore, he says the vast majority of Americans, both conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, are being sheepishly led around the nose by a U.S. propaganda machine.
That's an absolute fact. We are bombarded daily with disinformation and lies coming from the elite, the media, everything they control. The only way I find it easy to fight it myself mm-hmm. is because every day the first thing I pray in the morning is Psalm 27. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Ooh. Wow.
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Mm-hmm. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Wow. It does. It makes you invincible.
Yes, it does.
It really does. To all of this crazy. And I know that the churches got in on the propaganda machine. I get it.
All of them.
Both of our churches did. Okay. We get it. And they will, because of what Chuck Baldwin came on the show himself to tell us. And that was, they started getting letters the minute they became a nonprofit, a 501c3. The minute the federal government had their hooks on the churches then were told what they had to prop up.
Yeah.
Okay.
One hand washes the other.
Yeah. And all that means is you as an individual have to fight up against that. As an individual, you have to make those decisions for yourself. Okay. Because you know that they're going to get told what to say in these instances. Okay. That's just how it's going to go down.
Yep.
You have a personal relationship with the spirit that tells you what's going on. And that's what you need to go by in those cases when you know the government's telling them, like the CDC is telling them things, okay? For the future. I'm saying that for the future. So when the old, this is what Chuck Baldwin said. When the Old Testament prophet Elijah was being hunted by Queen Jezebel, he cried to God from inside a cave and complained that he was the only prophet resisting Ahab's tyranny. God reminded him that there were yet 7,000 prophets who had not bowed the knee to Baal.
Yep.
So he said, as I look around the political, civil, and religious landscapes, it's easy to start feeling the loneliness and helplessness that Elijah felt. When 80% of evangelicals are a major promoter of the COVID tyranny and war propaganda, and that's true, 80% are, okay? Any kind of recovery seems as likely as Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby. And it's true. I have felt that way. It's made me very angry because I have thought people are the stupidest people on earth that they would go along with this and prop this up without thinking at all.
You know what keeps me from feeling the loneliness and the helplessness?
What's that?
Our audience.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You guys have been it's so supportive and so awesome. And I know how many smart people are listening right now. And I'm telling you, that really does it. That gives me hope. And when we had all those call-ins during those early days,
yeah.
And people were seeing it, what we were seeing, and I was, and not like we only knew. I'm not saying that. I'm saying all of you were seeing it. We were echoing what you thought too, you know. And we were kind of coming together. And Fox News did a story on our city here that said they don't know that COVID's happening. They're not going by the rules. They're not scared.
Yeah.
Okay. So. So anyway, so when you watch that race, you're going to see something in that horse that is unmistakable. The horse ran with confidence, courage, and heart. There is something inside that horse last Saturday that would not let him accept defeat. He looked the top millionaire horse in the eye and said, "Not today." And he didn't know that he was supposed to lose. Oh my gosh, this gets me choked up.
Yep.
It's so where we're at right now, you guys. We're so right there. And even after the race, the horse was still in a fighting mood. And he said, "Man, I love that horse." Rich Strike should be all of us. Forget the odds. Forget the wannabe tyrant billionaires. Forget the, you know, the Bill Gates and the little fake G Hitler man and the all these people. Just forget about them. Forget the corrupt millionaire politicians. Forget the lying propaganda media, the fake hair and nice teeth, and all they do is read a script because they're so disgusting. Forget the panty waist preachers. Forget when God Almighty is ready for his courageous, not today, remnant to change the race. He can do it in 2 minutes. He can change the race in 2 minutes. Is that not the truth?
Yes.
Remember the parting of the sea, you know, all of these things that happen at the end of the trial, at the end of the trial, he makes a way. He makes a way, always makes a way. And so he said, Rich Strike should be all of us when God Almighty is ready for this, you know, not today, remnant. We must have what that horse had last Saturday. We must have courage. We must have stamina. We must have strength and determination to put our whole entire heart in this race for truth and liberty. And as with Rich Strike, we must be willing to accept defeat. Man, I like that horse. Unwilling to accept defeat. And, you know, I looked at these girls on the corner of my neighborhood and bouncing up and down like idiots, you know, freedom for women, women's rights. And I thought, this is the only time in their life they're going to go out on that street corner and they're going to actually march for murder and jump up and down so they can murder people. And they don't get excited about anything else. And so when you see these women and you see these people marching this weekend, that's really the only thing they're invested in. But you know what we have? What we have collectively, and I hate that word, what we have, is that we're going to put our whole heart into the whole part of freedom and liberty and everything else. Not one issue.
No.
Everything. We're putting everything into it. So when you see these morons marching for something they're not even losing, just remember that that's probably the only thing they're doing. And they're not putting their whole heart into anything like you are. You are invested. You want this. You want your freedom and your liberty back. And you're going to fight for it. And God's going to make a way in those last 2 minutes. But we got to go through the refiner's fire a little bit.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My bows, I cut my
I love it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here right now. And honestly, you know, when I think about what we have to do, I actually think about this song. Listen to this before we go on, because we're going to still talk about this. I absolutely love this song. Here we go.
Could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Don't you love it?
And I won't back down.
That song always makes me emotional.
Yep.
Because honestly, the reason that they play the game with us, the game that we were talking about in the first hour, about we're going to tell you what we're going to do, is to create apathy so that we feel like we're outsmarted, we're out everything, so that we won't do anything. And why do they have to do that? Because we are their biggest fear. Too many of us buck the system. Too many of us say no. Too many of us say, I'm not wearing a cloth on my face. I'm not going to believe you. I'm not going to do what you say. I'm not going to go run, get your shot. I'm not going to go do this. I'm not going to be part of it. They freak out a little bit if you do that. That's why they play the game so horrendously. So they are not horrendously, but they fiercely, because they're really afraid of you.
I would love to see everyone who understands to get a T-shirt and wear it, all of us on the same day, that says, proud member of the remnant.
Ooh, yeah. 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 We have to energize those people out there that are finally starting to figure it out. We have to come together. Because they don't like us in numbers. This is why they infiltrate every city. This is why they try to make sure that they go to the events and things like that, because they want to keep people down. They want to keep events. They want to keep their finger on the pulse all the time, right? This is how they work. They're so afraid of an uprising. They're so afraid of an armed uprising. They're afraid of every kind of uprising by the people because they know the people have power against them. They can only do what they can do if they can get everyone to save their job and do what they're told and everything else. But if everybody starts bucking that, they literally can't do it. There was the story about Jim Thorpe that we, I don't know if we ever mentioned this on the show. I know you guys all know the story of Jim Thorpe, don't you, by now? But that story was so amazing because he was amazing. In fact, his shoes were stolen before he was a Native American, right?
Yeah, he was Native American.
And this was clear back, like in the 1912. And he actually, his shoes were stolen. I mean, what's the most important thing for a runner? You gotta have your game, but you also need shoes.
At the Olympics.
At
the 1912 Olympics.
Yeah, his shoes were stolen. He rummaged through the trash, found... And I think one person gave him a single shoe, and then he found another one in the trash. Something along those lines. He had two, if you look at the pictures, he has two mismatched shoes. And he wore those. And when I think about this story, they may have stolen our shoes. To many people, when involved in track at the Olympics, might have thought that was a game changer and might have given up and said, I can't run. I don't have any shoes.
He won 8 gold medals that year.
8. And because he didn't let it stop him. So you kind of have to look at what they're doing right now to make it equal to somebody stealing your shoes. And even though that's really hard to get over because you certainly would need them to run in the Olympics, he made do. He was going to compete regardless. He was going to do it. And he was going to win. Just like Rich Strike had that courage, had that confidence. He's going to win. Doesn't matter what's on his feet. Doesn't matter. That guy led quite a life.
Yes,
he
did.
Who was his coach?
You know, we still know that name today. It was a man named Glenn Scobie Warner, better known Pop Warner.
Yeah. Pop Warner football.
Still today.
Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. Hey, great subject today. One of the things I wonder right now is if you look at what's happening in China, mm-hmm. where they have put the jackboot on their people of total lockdown, which is what they wanted to do here, mm-hmm. fought them on it, were able to hold it off. Mm-hmm. How are they going to take it off? Mm-hmm. What do they think people are going to do?
Right.
They're going to rise up like crazy. It's just like if you take an animal that's moseying along and you capture it, when you let it go, it goes nuts.
Yep, it's so true.
And that's exactly what's going to happen there. And it's going to happen here with the people who have been awakened. In the next election, they're going to go, you got me once. You're not going to do me again.
Right, I hope.
I don't know. Their bluff has been called. Yeah. And I wonder sometimes how they're going to deal with the fact that This is the time to say, well, that's it. You're done.
Yep. Thank you for that. Yep. Really appreciate the
That's
feedback.
The reason for the war talk.
Yeah.
That is the reason right there for all the war talk that's going on.
Mm-hmm. So Jim Thorpe, Native American, had a hard time even getting to those Olympics. I mean, think back on the time, okay? And if you look at the photo... Look him up today, Jim Thorpe. You're going to notice he's wearing different socks and shoes. Yeah. It wasn't a fashion statement. One teammate reportedly lent him one, and then Thorpe managed to find another in a garbage can. Since one of the shoes was too big, he literally had to wear extra socks to make it fit. It's not like he found one of his size.
No.
He went on to win those gold medals. And Thorpe began the Olympics by crushing the field in the now defunct pentathlon, which consisted of 5 events in a single day. He placed first in 4 of them, dusting his competition in the 1,500-meter run by almost 5 seconds. A week later, the 3-day decathlon competition began in the pouring rain. Thorpe opened the event by splashing down the track. This is rain, you guys, on a track in the 100-meter dash. and 11.2 seconds, a time not equaled until 1948. And believe me, they tried. And I just, I look at this and I think, do you know sometimes, do you ever think that maybe Rich Strikes Win is a little message? A little message from God, hang in there, fight back, have some confidence.
If you've never seen it or have children, get and watch Jim Thorpe, All-American from 1951. It tells the entire story. Burt Lancaster plays Jim Thorpe.
Right.
Great movie.
Yep. And by the way, on the final day of competition, because I think these Jim Thorpe stories and the Rich Strike stories are all along the way for us, really and truly pay attention to these. On the final day of competition, Thorpe placed third and fourth in the events in which he was most inexperienced, the pole vault and the javelin. Then came the very last event, the 1,500 meter run. Okay, the metric mile was a leg-burning monster that came after nine other events over two solid days, and he was still in the mismatched shoes with the one that was too big with the extra socks. Don't tell me we can't do this. Don't tell me that you feel like the news is too heavy and you just can't take it anymore. Don't tell me that. We can do this, but we have to stay in, you know? And we have about the same odds, like Chuck Baldwin says, that Rich Strike had. It's about the same.
Yep.
Or the same as Jim Thorpe, even making the Olympics, let alone crushing the competition in shoes that didn't fit. I mean,
the odds don't matter.
Yeah. And there are enough stories like this to show us what can be done.
Yep.
So why do we believe that we can't? They're very, very good at trying to psychologically crush us. Why are we letting them? If there's anything you've learned over the last 2.5 years, please let it be that you see who they are now. Please don't listen to their crap. Please don't listen to the media. They lie to you. They lie every day, every single day. Don't believe them. Don't give them credit. Don't wait for them to give you the truth. They're never going to. What is that story about the snake? I'll give you a little ride. Frog gets bit. Told you I was a snake. It's the truth. Please let's not repeat this last 2.5 years. It was so horrendous. We've had so much death because of the shots that they were making everybody take and wanting us to take and convincing us to take. There should be enough evidence now in your corner that you've seen everything now, right? With the Pfizer documents showcasing it, the numbers of the dead, Walgreens, 5,000 stores. You're going to get more sick because you took those shots. And now, like, seriously, like, what would you say spiritually to that? Repent and don't do it again. Stop the madness. Please.
And get a copy of the Eddie Fisher song, You Gotta Have Heart.
You Gotta Have Heart.
Yep.
All right.
It was the song in the movie Damn Yankees, which is another great movie about heart.
I love it. You know what? We're our own worst enemy. We really do need to baseball is only one. Get our confidence back.
The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
Love it.
When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope.
Love it. That's
when
so
your
great.
Luck is batting zero.
You know what? That's great. I'll tell you what. I know that anything's possible. I know there's been large miracles that have come our way as a people. We didn't get this country because we just thought hoped. We had to really invest a lot of faith. And this is why I do a lot of stories about water and what are we actually praying for, And Are we actually praying? Are we just praying for rain? Or are we actually praying, where can we find that water? Okay. It's all about our faith, what we're ready to put out there. How much heart are we going to put into this? Put a little faith in God. And then at the end of the day, I think there's a miracle in those last 2 minutes, but they don't call it the refiner's fire for nothing. This is a refiner's fire, and we're in it. We're swimming in it right now. How are you going to come out of this? What are you going to say your story is to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? What are they going to remember you for? Are they going to see you standing up against this? Are they going to see you fighting for something? Or were you just really comfortable and didn't say a thing? Man, I hope my kids never look at me and say, well, my mom was really comfortable. She was a little too shy to go out and say what was on her mind. I would hate that. I hope they realize how much I love my liberty, their liberty, and how much we fight for this every day to expose it and put ourselves in danger to do it, because I'm telling you, and I know you're doing the same thing, it's because it's worth it. It's worth fighting for. It's worth going through the refiner's fire for.
Amen.
What are you going to be remembered for? Oh, yes. My grandparents had a collection of masks. They wore them for 5 years.
Had cute little sayings on them.
Oh, my gosh. What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want your life to mean? It isn't about, you know, some of the stuff that we think it's about. There really are things worth fighting for. And let's have a little more God in our nation, can we? Because right now, as much as we say we love God, we're really lacking. We are really lacking. We really need to increase what we're doing in faith, too. I didn't see a whole lot of faith anywhere at any church in what was going on either. And I want to see more of that.
Yes.
I'm glad we had this hour. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Hat tip, Mike. And see you guys tomorrow on the Friday show. Celeste Solem comes on tomorrow. And then next week, it's Dr. Naomi Wolf and Catherine Engelbrecht.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
From sea to shining sea, let freedom ring.
Some dark and cold, and there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. And hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus.